Members of the Forum of Public Sector Workers have indicated they will continue to engage in various activities, including demonstrations, as part of efforts to pressurize government to release their pension funds to their proposed four pension schemes. The president of the Coalition of Concerned Teachers, Ernest Opoku, said this on behalf of the union when he addressed a demonstration organized by the 12 labor unions in Accra. Mr. Opoku, who also doubles as the coordinator to the demonstration, is taking place concurrently with another in Kumasi, Zephaniah Adanna, and Inokwe monitored demonstration in Accra.
The about 200 members of the Forum for Public Sector Workers started their march at 8:30 a.m. today, clad in red amidst brass band music. Some of them carried placards which read, "Government, take your hands off our second-tier pension scheme. Pension money is our blood. Let us have it now." Nasikano Wohin. From Circle, the demonstrators passed through the Adabraka police station, through ATL, TUC headquarters, Tema station, and ended at the Hart Park. The coordinator, Ernest Opoku, told Radio Ghana their reasons for demonstrating and their next line of action.
The whole demonstration is about our pensions, our tier 2 pension scheme. We have registered the various schemes under the law, and it was a regulatory institution, National Pensions Regulatory Authority, that registered the various schemes. When the scheme was about to roll on, government said, "No, I want to box all registered pension schemes under one master trust, so that we appoint Pensions Alliance Trust to manage the tier 2. And then we said, "No, this is against the spirit and letter of the new Pension Act, and therefore allow the schemes to run." This has been the tango between we, the unions, the workers of this country, and that of government. As I speak to you, the matter is in court. As much as the matter is in court, government is resorting to injunctions to restrain workers for embarking on strike action. And therefore, what we can do is to also resort to other activities that can continue to put pressure on government. So this demonstration is one of them. We have a series of activities that we'll be doing. And as and when the time comes for us to do those activities, we'll let the Ghanaian public know. We are organizing this demonstration in Kumasi and Accra concurrently. Probably next week, there may be another demonstration in Tamale and that of Takoradi.
The protest march recorded low turnout, with many wondering its effectiveness. However, Ms. Opoku said it was due to low publicity and their concern was about the message and not the large numbers.
The truth of the matter is that we had wanted to organize a demonstration on the 5th. And because of ECOWAS summit, we couldn't organize it. And so when the police said we should go ahead and organize, that was 2 days ago. So you bear with me that in terms of publicity and getting the people, our members, to come onto the street became a bit difficult. But because we said no, Kumasi is organizing, they are ready, because there was no restriction with respect to the date. And so once they are doing and we want to do it concurrently, even if we are able to get 10 people, we don't have any problem.
You heard the man who doubles as coordinator of the demonstrations in Accra, Mr. Opoku, and then that report by Zephaniah Adanna and Inokwe, joined on the line by Ashanti regional correspondent John Mwebua for more on the labor union demonstration in Kumasi. Good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon.
Now, so how did it go in the Ashanti region?
Yes, the demonstration was peaceful. It started around 9 in the morning from the Kumasi Center for National Culture premises. The demonstrators went through some principal streets of Kumasi and ended at the precincts of the Regional Coordinating Council. The police, as usual, were on hand to protect the demonstrators as well as to ensure law and order and road traffic flow. Now, at the Regional Coordinating Council, I was made to understand earlier that a petition will be presented to the president through the regional minister. However, for about 20 to 25 minutes, when the demonstrator had converged at the precincts of the Coordinating Council premises, nothing of that sort took place. Later, the regional minister addressed journalists who were covering the event and mentioned that he has also been told that a petition will be presented to the president through him. However, he's waited and nothing of that sort had happened. They had to send some members of the coordinating council to see the leadership of the demonstrators, who said they were not presenting any petition because they had done so earlier demonstrations or in other petitions sent to the president.
Now, so John, how would you describe turnout? Of course, in the Greater Accra region, you are made to understand that turnout was very low.
With Kumasi, the turnout was very high. We had a lot of people. In fact, there was a lot of the demonstrators came from the 12 unions who were demonstrating. The number was quite high.
Well, thank you very much, Don, for that. We would come back to you later in the day for more on the story.
Right.
Meanwhile, a spokesman for the 12 unions, Reynold Tenkrang, told Radio Ghana the demonstration is to help create an understanding of the issues.
We have decided to express our indignation at the imposition of pensions alliance tax on public service workers. That's why we are demonstrating today.
Mr. Tenkrang, the case is in court. You have gone to court. Government has gone to court. So why do you decide to demonstrate today?
The court case is different from this demonstration that we are doing. We will go to court, all right. Our demonstration, too, as I said, is one right that we labor at any point in time. We can even, any citizen of Ghana can go on demonstration as enshrined in the law.
Why don't you wait for government response?
Government response or court response?
Both sides, because the issue is in court. You are waiting for the court to make a pronouncement, to listen to both sides and make a pronouncement.
Well, fine, we'll wait for the pronouncement from the court, all right. I thought I told you the right to go on demonstration, and that is exactly what we have done.
Have you considered the issue of contempt?
No, it is on strike. That is in court. Demonstration is not in court.
No, but the issues you are going to talk about, are they not the release you are seeking from the court to make a pronouncement on who has the authority to manage the fund?
So, then what we are doing is we are on demonstration. We are not talking about the merits of the matter in court. We are exercising our right to go on demonstration at labor unions.
What are you really demonstrating about? What are you telling the people who have joined you on the demonstration?
We are expressing our indignation that government is imposing on us a tax to manage our rights. If we have a case in court, that doesn't mean we shouldn't talk about it.